Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
No one comes into our life by accident. We have a difficult relationship that hurts us that we have to forgive. They came into our life for a reason, not by accident. We attract the people that come into our life. We attract them through our own energy, our own vibration. And because there's something there that we need to learn that the universe is trying to teach us for our soul growth. And every person that we need to forgive, there is a lesson there that we need to learn. What we're going to do is start out with this meditation by, you know, imagining your most challenging relationship you've had. It could be someone that's living, someone that's deceased. Because even your most challenging relationship, because we want to see what the universe might have been trying to teach us. Teach us about ourselves, because there's a lesson there. We want to uncover that lesson, because until we uncover that lesson, it's going to keep repeating itself. So what I want everybody to do is get comfortable, move out a little bit, give yourself some space, some room, so that you're comfortable. Now, if somebody's too close to you, get out. Seriously, you need your space. You need your room to breathe. Okay, now with your feet on the ground and you're comfortable and you have your space, I want everybody to take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Again, deep breath in through the nose, and with this breath, let out. Now I want everybody to look around the room. Just look at everybody, look around your surroundings, because what you want to do is make sure your ego is comfortable and you feel safe. Because your ego is not going to let you meditate unless it knows that you're safe. So look around, make sure you feel safe in your surroundings. Take another deep breath and make sure all the tension is just drained out through your body. And with your next breath, gently close your eyes. Now relax and let your mind wander and your imagination flow. Now, in your imagination, I want you to imagine an individual in your life, can be living or deceased, with whom you've had or are still having a challenging experience with. This is a person whom you've had some major difficulty. This is a person with whom you may have experienced anger, frustration, bitterness, or depression. This is a person that somehow is able to push your buttons. Perhaps it's a family member, a co-worker, a boss, an associate, a neighbor, could be a child. Whoever it is, I want you to imagine this person now. Imagine this person standing before you and see if you can see what it feels like to be around this person. Mm-hmm. How does this person make you feel? Do you feel frustrated, angry, saddened? What irritating behaviors or traits are most evident in this person? Through their actions? Through their words? How they look, or just how they seem to be. Is this individual controlling? Self-centered? Angry, hateful. Does this individual have the ability to just make your life miserable? Imagine all the things about this individual that had a negative impact on you. And just feel what it feels like to be in this person's presence. What did this experience teach you about yourself? Perhaps his or her intention was to enable you to learn to speak up for yourself. Perhaps it was to enable you to learn patience or unconditional love. Perhaps it was to enable you to eradicate any similar negative patterns within yourself. Perhaps it was all of these things and many more. In addition to the pain, anger, and the unhappiness. This person tried to show you a number of things about yourself that ultimately can be very helpful in your life. What are they? What did you learn about yourself? Now, in your imagination, see if you and this individual would have a common intention that you both could agree upon. What could you have found in common with this other person? Can you see this person the way God might see this person? Can you see this person the way someone who loved them might have seen them? A friend of theirs, a child, a parent. And can you see this person ultimately as a child of God with his or her own issues, struggles, and problems? Can you forgive this person for anything that needs to be forgiven? And if so, tell them. The next time you think about this person, I want you to remember most of all this person tried to teach you about yourself. want you to take a deep breath. Keeping your eyes closed, I want you to bring the palms of your hands up and cover your eyes. Now take a deep breath. And gently part your fingers, opening your eyes, gently letting the light meet your eyes. And bring your palms down, put them on your lap, and look around the room and breathe. Breathe deeply, your back centered and present on. Just give yourself some moments to get centered. Give yourself a moment to just get back in present time. How did everybody feel? Was everybody able to connect with someone? That's a very short but powerful meditation that can really help you forgive and let go, deeply let go from what's inside. And you can do that quickly at any time. You could do that with music or without music. Now, I like music simply because music puts you in the angelic realm. And I like to be in that space.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.